let's do the thing.
All right. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Chris.
I'm Mike.
There you go. There we go.
What the fuck?
Better. It was better this week.
Except just as I say, I'm Mike, you go, there we go, right over the top of me.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm Chris.
I'm Mike.
Welcome to a room full of nerd stuff.
I feel like shit today, Chris. How do you feel?
The air conditioner is broken here.
Good times.
Yeah, I have the window open and the fans going.
I'm not going to lie, this might be a short one.
What's wrong with you, Mike?
I just feel like complete hell. Allergies. I think I'm getting a cold. My stomach, as always, is at its peak of fucking misery.
You were going to say peak of shit, but the problem with your stomach is nothing to do with the peak of shit.
So, if this one goes an hour, it goes an hour. If not, fuck it. I don't care. What are we talking about this week, Chris?
Your bowels, evidently.
No, I don't want to talk about that. We did, like, half a podcast dedicated to that. I think that's more than enough.
I feel like we've done more than half a podcast about your bowels.
Probably over the course of the little intros. How you doing? Stomach's fucked up. Yep.
I should do that. The Mike Can't Shit supercut.
It's either one or zero with me. I'm either not going or going far too much.
There is no behavior for your bowels. It's just...
No, it's either 11 or off. It's...
No, this asshole goes to 11. Little Spinal Tap joke there. If you don't get it, fucking turn this goddamn podcast off right now. I'll turn this podcast around, goddammit.
Yeah, even if you've never seen it, you should get that joke, and I know that because I've never seen it, and I get that joke.
What?!
You've never seen fucking Roger Rabbit. Shut your face.
Moving on.
I'm cranky.
I know. You get this way when the poop's, like, right there.
It's not just that. It's everything.
Everything. The poops and the allergies and the works and the...
Everything is falling apart.
Everything. But, Mike, Power Rangers is getting a movie.
I know.
Does that excite you?
I was hoping we would talk about that because that makes my stomach feel better.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, because the last two movies should make your stomach feel worse.
No, you said that on Twitter. Like, the last two movies, okay. Like, if that's any indication of the quality, you fucking love the first one. Don't even try to lie to me that you don't.
The first one is kind of like Ninja Turtles 2 or Mario Brothers, in that there's a certain just kind of bullshit cheesiness to it that you can't help but love. We should do a commentary on those movies.
See, when you were saying that on Twitter, that I was like, oh yeah, if that's how they're going to do this one, I mean, that doesn't inspire much faith. It's like, don't even act like you didn't love that first fucking movie. Turbo, I can understand not loving.
Turbo!
But
yeah.
But the original, like the 95 one, that's not canon part of the show. That one you fucking love and don't even lie.
I wouldn't say love. It is, it's a guilty pleasure.
It's not even guilty for me. I'll turn that motherfucker on just because... I love that movie. I'm not embarrassed to say that I love that movie.
So, what do we have to do to prove that we're qualified to write this movie, man?
Not show them our projects from, like, 7 years ago or whenever we were writing those goddamn things.
Look, we don't have the budget for all his villains, and, you fucking, like, killed half the team.
We'll have all the villains, and all the Rangers will be paraplegic.
Only from the waist down. He was...
No, isn't paraplegic when you can't use your legs, but quadriplegic is...
That's right.
Anything?
That's right. Okay, yeah, I may have made Billy.
His pair is two, and quad is four.
Paraplegic. I may have made Billy paraplegic.
I don't know.
Yeah. So what? I still love the project.
What are your thoughts on the movie? I mean, it's way too early to tell.
Yeah.
Like, what are you hoping comes out of this?
I'm hoping Jason David Frank is not in it, for starters.
No!
No!
He needs to be the Tommy Prime that comes back in time to tell the Rangers of the evil that's coming.
So there's like a Tommy, or no, it'll be a Jason.
He has to warn them about Khan!
Yeah, Jason will be played by Ryan Gosling. Sure, why not? And he's like on a fucking ice planet, and Tommy's in, like something's running after him, and he's about to get beat. And then sort of like Spock came in with the flaming torch. You hear, and then like spin kick, spin kick, spin kick, spin kick, and Jason, you know that kind of noise he makes before. Jason. Oh, man, Jason, did you bring me a fucking shake from Ernie's? Because I've been in this cave for, like, 2 years. By the way, when you beat me, I'm going to try to fucking kill every one of you. So I guess, I mean, the question, how does... Because in the current continuity, the original Mighty Morphin Rangers is, like, 20 years old. But the show still exists.
Yeah.
How does this work?
What do you mean, how does it work?
Is it going to be, like, the original Power Rangers? The current Power Rangers? How do you think this is going to work?
It's there... The way that it's being presented is sort of like they've done with Transformers and Ninja Turtles, where it's going to be a movie sort of reimagining the original concept.
I still love the idea we have where we just did Michael Bay's Power Rangers earlier.
Or just robots and explosions.
Heroes aren't born, Ernie. They're made.
But, yeah, so I imagine that it's going to be non-canon to the show.
Yeah.
But sort of a retelling of things that happened in the first 3 seasons. So Matt and I were talking about it earlier, and it's like, first movie, because they're going to make a trilogy, because every fucking thing is a trilogy now.
Everything's a trilogy now.
Like, first movie is going to be setting up the Rangers and Rita, ending on teasing Tommy and Zed.
Mm-hmm.
Second movie is going to be Green with Evil, with Zed instead of Rita, kind of running that show. And then third one is kind of the blow-off where they defeat Zed. And Tommy turns good.
Tommy turns good. Where does Hawkeye and Black Widow factor into that?
Or do Hawkeye and Black Widow fit in?
Yes.
They're in Budapest or Bangladesh or wherever the fuck it is that they said, remember the time?
Is that what it was? We were in Budapest and this fucking goddamn giant Tyrannosaurus Rex comes out of the ground.
Yeah. That's why they don't talk about it. And yeah. That's why they talked about it when, like, a bunch of aliens were coming in. Like, hey, remember when we were in Budapest and the guy with the giant metal Z on his forehead made of muscle just came out of the sky?
Man, I wonder who taught Hawkeye how to use a bow.
Kimberly!
Yeah, we're not getting hired to write this fucking movie, are we?
She had the bow. She'd be the one to teach him.
She'd be the one to... I don't know. I'm waiting to hear more about it. It would not surprise me to find out it's not... Like I said, right off the bat, my first thought is I will believe that it is going to happen when I see, like, something, anything, other than an announcement.
Well, I mean, the Saban-Lionsgate relationship has already been going for, like, 5 years.
Right.
So I have a feeling it's going to happen one way or another. But, yeah, I'm also just sort of sitting back and seeing, because, like we've said, there's all we've had today is a press release that, hey, we have greenlit this movie, and it's coming, so be prepared for fucking 2018 when the Power Ranger movie comes out.
Yeah, a lot of movies are presently greenlit, and we are still waiting to see those movies.
Yeah, that Doc Strange movie's been greenlit for 15 fucking years. We still haven't seen it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I, of course, I will fucking go see it. And I will probably find some level of enjoyment from it. I'm not going to get my hopes up until I start actually seeing, like, footage for it to happen.
Yeah, I'm hoping for some sort of happy medium between the show and the first movie. Like,
better looking costumes and Zords, at least?
Yes. It's like, I know you don't like it, but I really do like the armored look of the movie suits.
I didn't mind the armored. It looks very clunky.
But, I also want much... I don't want a cardboard suit Zord like in the show, but I also don't want that weird sort of pre-rendered CGI Zord that was in the movie.
The mushy clay Zord from the movie.
Yeah.
That CG has not aged well. I think they should just take Pacific Rim and slap a new logo on.
It's Power Rangers. This looks an awful lot like Pacific Rim. No, shh.
So I do remember when the first trailer came out for that. Do you remember the first thing I said?
Yeah, Power Rangers.
Yeah, it looks like Del Toro got a hold of Mike and I's Power Rangers project from a few years ago.
Yeah, it's just giant robots and giant monsters, and that's all Power Rangers is, so why not?
Yeah. So if you know, it comes out and it kind of feels like Pacific Rim, well, it'll be a little off-putting because Pacific Rim was kind of, like, dark and gritty and violent and, you know.
I hope that they don't do that with it.
You know they're going to.
I know that they're going to, but, like, I think we've said it a couple times on this, that the trend in these, like, sort of rehash old properties thing is to make it real and gritty, and it's like, don't
do that.
Yeah, I don't need Optimus Prime calling people bitch.
Who are you? I'm the Green Ranger, motherfucker!
Yeah, no one needs to be motherfucked in Power Rangers.
Remember when Zach was just a hip-hop dancer? Now he's a fucking gangster rapper. Because why not?
And I had the same problem that, like, when we were trying to cast Mortal Kombat. And I'm like, let's find some sort of young actors. And I cannot name a goddamn actor that is younger than 28.
I remember that. You were trying to find someone to play Liu Kang who is young. And it's like, that guy's young. Nope, 40.
Yeah. Same goes for Asian actresses, apparently. Although, with them, they also have the thing that I've mentioned where, like, they can be 40 and look 12.
Yeah.
So they could, if they're going to do, like, the original five, and they need to cast Trini, she could be a 45-year-old actress and still pull off being a teenager.
They can just cast, what's her name from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? I can't remember her name right now. Ming-Na?
Yes. Chun-Li?
Yes! Why not? She's got the chops already.
Yeah, she's. I don't know that she would be in Power Rangers because she's a legit martial artist.
And yet she was Chun-Li.
Those were in her younger days. Mm. She was young and needed the money.
She was how old then?
Like I said, she was probably like 97.
She is.
She's 106 now and just looks like she's in her 40s.
I was actually surprised. She's actually 50 now.
She's still working it.
Did you just choke?
No, I took a drink. I took a drink and I mouth farted.
Took a drink and you mouth farted. And let's see. Oh my god, Street Fighter is 30 years ago this year.
What?
Is that right? 20 years. Sorry. No. 20 years. 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. That was stupid. So she was 30 when she did Street Fighter.
I was like, I just watched a 25-year documentary on Street Fighter.
Yeah, Street Fighter the movie is 20 years this year. I'm trying to make myself older than I am. That didn't make sense right off the bat because I remember seeing that when it came out on VHS, and I'm not 30 yet. So,
yeah.
Like, as soon as I said that, I went, no. Ugh. We should just like recast Street Fighter actors for Power Rangers.
Jean-Claude Van Damme can be Jason.
Yes. See, they can repurpose old Raul Julia footage. He can be Zordon.
Just put Raul Julia's head in a tube.
Just like CG Raul Julia, use audio clips from his older movies. Perfect.
Why is Zordon talking about Bisonopolis? I don't get it.
Rangers, these bison bucks.
Every bison dollar is worth 5 British pounds. What does it have to do with Lord Zedd?
I think he's telling us to pound him, Rangers.
You gotta get the Brussels accent in there.
I can't do it.
I think he's telling us to pound him, Rangers.
Of course.
You're going to kick that son of a bitch Zed's ass so hard.
Just hire us. Listen, Lionsgate.
Come on, Lionsgate. If you hire us. This is fucking gold. Come on, guys.
If you hire us, you're going to get one of two movies. You're either going to get the most amazing Power Rangers movie ever that everybody loves and is going to make you a fucking fortune. Or just the greatest fucking B-movie ever made that is still going to make you a goddamn fortune. Did you guys hear how bad that Power Rangers movie is? Oh, we got to go see that.
It'll air on Sci-Fi every week. Right in between Two-Headed Shark and Sharknado. Apocalypse or whatever the fuck.
Sci-Fi is like, can you give one of them a shark zord so we can do a theme?
Wait until we get to the Wild Force season.
That's right. We're going to do the entire series. Every series gets their own movie. Fuck it.
Every season,
yep,
is a trilogy.
Oh God! So we're up to 60 movies now.
60 movies, guys! Come on,
61 if you count the reboot season. The Adam Weston original season.
Yeah, the
you know what you mean.
Disney remix season. God.
Yeah.
Which apparently is the only season my friend thinks Disney did. Like, yeah, Power Rangers are great, and then Disney got a hold of it and did that remaster bullshit. I'm like, you realize that they had it for, like, 6 years before they did that, right?
There was a while there where Disney was, like, the saving grace of Power Rangers.
Yeah, remember Dino Thunder and SPD and... Not Operation Overdrive, even though I kind of like that one. But...
Remember how things were good but not great, and then Disney got it, and things were better and then got not great again, and now things are better!
No, they're not.
They're almost better for Samurai.
Like, they were okay for Samurai, and then they did Megaforce, and it was not better.
Like, they had a really great cast for Samurai, and then they cast the Black Hole of Charisma to be their Red Ranger. Antonio, welcome to the team. You are now the Gold Ranger. You were my friend when we were kids.
But now we are not kids.
We are adults. But we are still friends. And you are still...
Meanwhile, the Nylox have laid waste to the fucking city.
Town destroyed. Whatever. So, Power Rangers movie. Looking forward to it. We'll talk more about it as more of it comes out.
Oh, yes. We will talk more about it at great length, I'm sure.
Because, I mean, it's a subject we've never really touched on, but maybe we'll talk about Power Rangers a little bit in the future of the podcast. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe. Have we mentioned our fandom? Power Rangers at all?
Have we? I don't. Leave a comment. Tell us if we've mentioned Power Rangers. I don't remember.
You know, someday we should do like a 2-hour special podcast on it.
Should. I feel like we tried to mention it before, but your stomach was feeling bad. We don't talk about that on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was Free Comic Book Day, Mike?
Kind of a bust here, actually.
Yeah, just because you didn't. Excuse me. Didn't you say you didn't want to, like, wait in line or anything like that?
Yeah, every store we went to, like, every comic book store in Portland is tiny.
Right.
And so on big event days like this, they just get fucking so packed. And, yeah, the first one we went to, there was a line going behind the creators, which I'm sure they fucking loved. But, yeah, it's like there was the tables... Then the creator sitting behind them, and then the line of people waiting to buy their shit, and behind that line of people were the comics on the wall. Right. So making it even more crowded as people were trying to look at new shit and push through the crowds and past the people who I had no idea who they were signing whatever books they produce.
These people who do things and people place whatever.
So yeah, that was the two stores that we went to, and then we eventually just said fuck it because... All the free comics pretty much were taken. There were a couple stragglers left. Like I said, I didn't get a hold of the Power Rangers comic, which you had a glowing fucking review of. and yeah, so we just kind of went back and watched movies and played games back home.
I guess we should talk about that real quick since we just discussed it, the Power Rangers comic. We discussed it a few months ago when it first released. It's like a year old. It's the first issue from the last volume. And we
they've been releasing them for like a year, and I haven't bought one of them.
I guess I don't think they put any more out after that one issue. Or maybe this is the first one, and it was just a year ago that they started talking. Because
I thought
it.
Like that was an announcement, but I didn't know that they had produced any of them. I don't know.
Maybe they have.
Free Comic Book Day was the first time I heard that they were going to be available.
Oh,
so I don't know.
I could be wrong. This is the one that we spent
we're
like an
bad
entire
Power
podcast.
Ranger fans.
We're the best kind of Power Ranger fans. We spent an entire podcast, for those of you who don't know, and why don't you fucking know, trying to figure out what was off about the art, and then we realized it was that the diamonds on the costume were, like, centered and not spread out, because we're fucking nerds.
Well, it's supposed to be a triangle, diamond in the center, and then another triangle, and
instead,
did three diamonds.
Well, it's because if you look at them from the side, the two triangles will make a diamond shape on the side.
But it's not like three diamonds across the chest.
Right, right. Because that's how they have it on the cover. They don't have it like that on the interior. So the book is in this just wonderful kind of midways timeline where Tommy has just become the White Ranger, but Jason, Trini, and Zach have not yet left.
So it's in that, like, 6 episodes.
That, like, 6-episode span. It starts off, like, right after Tommy's first adventure as the White Ranger, where they have Rita in the jar.
Right.
And they're in the rad bug, and Zed's like, I'll fucking show them, and turns the rad bug into a monster. And the day is saved because Zach bought some walkie-talkies for Angela, because reasons, and it's not very good.
I just remember seeing the, like, people putting scans up, and, like, there's at some point where Trini got... I know you said that all of them get hit by a car,
yeah.
But Trini, like, barely gets pulled out of the way by Jason and gets nicked by the car, and people were like, what the fuck, guys? This is the girl who got killed in a car accident.
Like, let's see, I got my copy right here, because I've got, like, a stack of comics I have to bag and board, because I'm lazy. So let's see if I can find that. They have this opening pages that detail all the Power Rangers and have pictures of them and give them all, like, facts and trivia.
Because if you're picking up this comic now, you need to be reminded who the fucking Power Rangers are.
Well, I mean, in their defense, they are the 20-year-old Power Rangers.
Who's picking up that comic? Is any kid that's only familiar with Samurai or Megaforce going in going, hey, I want this one?
Oh, that one. Probably not.
Like, who are these fucking knockoff Power Rangers?
Yeah, she did, like, get her leg run over by a car, I guess. It might be a little tacky. I don't know.
And considering the storyline, I guess it kind of works, but at the same time, maybe not have the character whose actress was killed in a car wreck get struck by a car.
It doesn't matter. None of them look like the actors portraying them anyways. Shrug.
Still.
I did also pick up the Rocket Raccoon? Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, that was also gone by the time I got there.
So, because remember we talked about the book's got art by Scotty Young.
Right.
Which is, like, the big selling point for us. So the Free Comic Book Day issue has a cover by Scotty Young, and then art by someone who is decidedly not Scotty Young.
Aww.
And it is not great. It's good art, but, you know, I got it, and I was like, yay, Scotty Young! And I flipped it open and went, oh.
Oh, not Scotty Young.
That's not Scotty Young at all. Those lines are clearly defined.
No,
And then I got the DC Comics New 52 one, which is a dystopian future where all the heroes are dead or possessed by cyborgs.
So now, what is the point of this new 52 one? What?
Well, this is New 52 Futures End, and it is in the future of you watch Batman Beyond, right?
I've seen it.
In the Batman Beyond future, something has gone to shit, and all the heroes are possessed by a robot thing, and so Batman Beyond goes back in time to try to stop it. Totally not a plot the X-Men have done, like, 30 times. Completely unique and original.
What's that? Someone went back in time in comics to undo a dystopian future?
What? No.
I don't think I have ever seen that done in comics before, ever.
What dystopian futures? Oh my god.
Or movies, or TV. Fucking goddamn. I know there are no original ideas, but Jesus.
I'd like to see a future where everything is pleasant. But maybe, like, I don't know, waffles taste slightly off, so somebody has to go back in time to try to fix waffles. Why are you here? The waffles taste slightly like sawdust.
That's because we started making them out of sawdust because we ran out of waffle dough.
If you could just not put sawdust in the waffles. Oh god, I'm disappearing. I fixed it. End of story. End of story, right there.
It's like one bite, these waffles taste like shit. The next bite, oh, they're okay now. I guess I fixed it.
That's the time travel story I want to see. God, I wish somebody would go back in time and fix these. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Everything's better now.
Waitress, can I have more waffles, please? Thank you.
Waitress, do you have a tail? Ah, you know what? That feels like a fair trade.
Good waffles for tail, waitress. Fine, whatever.
Tails are kind of hot. So, Mike, what have you been up to lately?
Oh,
aside from not pooping, evidently.
No. God, nothing. Just working on shit. I mean, I've got nothing that I can really talk about.
So I've been...
It's like... I've been like... What have you been up to? Nothing I can tell you about!
I've been kind of cleaning up around the room, hoping to reorganize things to make it a little more convenient to do work. Like, to, you know, be able to record things, and then later on, when I go to get in my closet to get, like, clothes, to not have to unhook all the recording stuff. I just feel like that would be a really convenient setup.
I imagine that you have your desk just dead center in your room.
No.
Like, have to crawl over your computer and shit to get into your bed.
I wish I had room to do that.
Why don't you just put it up against the wall? Because I like it in the middle.
I want it to be the center of all the things. All the things. So I've been doing that. I got like a big 320 disc DVD binder case thing. To save some room, I'm putting my DVDs in that instead of leaving them in all the packaging. And I thought this will save a little bit of room, right? Mm-hmm. It is mind-boggling just how much wasted plastic there is now once you take the DVDs out of the case.
Oh, yeah. These things, God.
It is now, like, I have the space my DVDs take up now is negligible.
Now that you say that, I think that I should do the same thing.
Because it's like, at first I was like, you know, I'll hang on to the cases because I like physical media. I like displaying shit. I don't like the idea that we're going to all digital media. I want my fucking games and my DVDs on display so I can see what I have and people can see my collection. It's just a fucking collection to me. And now I'm like, wow, that takes up so much goddamn space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got the boxes and bags. I'm going to throw them in my storage building. But I'm kind of like, you know, the ones that are just like plastic, nothing special about them, cases. Probably just toss those.
I mean, I don't know that I have...
Like, I have a few, like, sets that look really nice, like some of the TV sets and whatnot and collections, or just, like, special edition DVDs and whatnot. And those I'd like to keep the cases for, so one day when I have room, I can display them in the case. But, I mean, like, just the fucking, like, picked up this movie at Walmart because it was good out of the $5 bin? I don't need that hunk of plastic.
But you do!
Really don't. Really don't. So, you should probably do that, yeah. I would recommend it. I freed up two whole shelves, and that's not even all my DVDs.
See, the problem is I'm looking at mine, is a lot of them are like, hey, get the, like, special director's cut version in a box that's, like, three times the size of a fucking normal CD case because it comes with the special, like, behind-the-scenes booklet and bullshit.
Yeah. I took all that stuff out, and we'll put them somewhere separate, in a box somewhere. Because it's also, like, I've had these things on my shelves for years. Do you know when the last time I looked at the special behind-the-scenes booklet was?
Come on now. I wonder how many people have actually, like, actually read them?
I opened up, I had one set, it was the 10 best episodes of He-Man as chosen by the creators. And there are these two, like, limited edition collector cards in there designed by artists... Like, one's Bruce Timm, and I can't remember who the other one is. I completely forgot I fucking had these things. I hadn't looked at them since the last time I watched that DVD, and that was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure that there are some people out there who just fucking fawn over those books, but it's like, how many people continually go back to them?
Right. Usually when I get a special edition of something, it's not for, like, fucking feelies like that. I like to listen to the commentaries and stuff like that. That's usually the only way you can get those.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bare-bones release is usually, look, it's the movie and the trailers and subtitles.
Of course, that's a thing that pisses me off, too, is that, like, the movie will come out in theaters, and then, like, 4 months later, it's out on DVD, but then wait another year, and you get the real DVD.
Yeah. Oh, double-dipping. They've been double-dipping DVDs for as long as they've been around, man.
Yeah.
And the worst is when they do that, and there's not even anything new added to it.
No. Except they put the blooper reel on a separate disc.
Yeah. Oh, I remember when Superbit was a thing, that whole, like, week and a half, where they were like, oh, it's Superbit, it's, like, way high quality, buy this, and it's, like, the movie with no additional special features. Mm-hmm. Like, not even any of the special features that came on it originally.
Yeah.
So, that's the predicament I'm in. I don't want all that shit taking up space in my house, but I don't want to go digital. Cloud's scary, man.
See, I'm thinking of just getting... I've got a huge external hard drive, and I'm thinking about just getting one special and ripping all the DVDs onto it.
I've thought about that too.
It's like, yep, I've got my collection all here in this little thing, but that also kind of scares me because hard drives are so easy to break.
Yeah, they do over time just stop working.
Yeah.
It will eventually just be like, no, I'm good.
And I don't want to have, like, this giant movie collection to just disappear one day.
Right.
Not that it'd be hard to replenish, I guess.
Yeah, especially now, because a lot of the stuff that it used to be, you had to, like, hunt down a fucking copy of a DVD, and it was, like, $60 by the time you found it.
Yeah.
Those things are all, you know, digital now. But the trade-off of that is, I know my dad for a while bought a shitload of movies on Amazon, then got to actually, like, reading the fine print on the movies, and it's, like, all those movies my dad bought on Amazon, when he dies, they're just gone.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't give those to anybody or trade them or anything. He's like, they're just gone? No. Which I don't think when my dad dies, I'm going to be like, but where's his DVD collection?
Because you need to watch Man of Steel.
I don't have enough DVDs, personally. I could use a few more. So, that's what I've been up to. It's not very exciting over here, either.
No.
So, I've been doing that and kind of picking up. Tomorrow, this morning, sometime after we're done recording this, I'll start, like, rearranging everything. And we'll probably have an aneurysm at some point while doing that.
We really just spent the last 20 minutes talking about room organization.
Well, it's very important to keep your room organized, Mike.
And what a pain in the ass DVDs have become.
God damn. Mike, we're old.
No, I remember, like, when I was in college, Matt would be like, you know what? We need to get, like, a giant fucking house that has, like, a room dedicated to all of our VHSs. I was like, why the fuck? I was like, why the fuck would we have a room dedicated to VHS when we could fit three times as many DVDs in there? He's like, because VHS feels better.
that's
fucking huge.
That's another thing I was. I don't know if you saw me mention that. They just, like, who was it? Sony. Sony made a cassette tape that holds 185 terabytes of data.
Why?
I'm like, so, just to get this straight, we went from floppy disk, which held 1.8, like, CDs, all this shit, to finally digital, you can get blah blah blah, and then vinyl made a comeback because of the hipsters, and now we have cassette tapes that hold 185 terabytes. What the fuck are we doing with physical media at this point?
Of course, Sony is also the company that continued to make the Betamax well into DVD's reign on top.
Sony was Laserdisc also, weren't they?
Were they?
Well, I think everybody was kind of Laserdisc.
Yeah, I remember, like, I was in college when it happened, and it was a big news deal. Sony stops producing the Betamax. Like, they're only 25 years too fucking late. Was anyone still, like, there were no movies for it, I know that.
There was someone somewhere who was like, you know, Betamax.
That was my uncle.
Yeah, Sony continued to produce Betamax.
But at least he jumped onto Betamax back in the 80s when it was still looking like it was going to be a thing. But in 2004, for there to still be Betamax?
By 1984, 40 companies utilized the VHS format in comparison with Betamax's 12. Sony finally conceded defeat in 1988 when it too began producing VHS recorders, though it still continued to produce Betamax recorders until 2002.
2002, okay. Maybe I wasn't in college, but still. Yeah.
There's someone still out there today who says, you know, Betamax.
Yeah, it's Jeb.
Wherever he is.
Wherever he, whatever planet fucking he went to.
He's just in some ditch and people come by going, you need some help, man? He's like, yeah, you got a power outlet for this Betamax recorder I've got?
Although if I had listened to him too, still to this day says, or I guess, because the last time I talked to him was about 5 years ago. But last time I saw him anyway, he still said that Beta was better than VHS. And then he was also the one that almost had me convinced that HD DVD was going to beat out Blu-ray.
So don't let him pick the horses at the track.
Exactly, pretty much.
Everybody thought HD DVD was going to beat out Blu-ray, though. I mean, that was like the fucking technology of the future,
it's
man.
It's because it got porn first.
Oh, that's right. It did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. That was going to be... Like, that's the reason Jeb said VHS beat out Beta was because everyone did porn on VHS.
But this again brings us back to a point we've made many a times. Who the fuck is buying porn?
Yeah.
Like, do you not have the internet?
There's still shops, and it's still, like, one of the biggest moneymakers in the world. So someone out there is still paying for pornography.
I'd like to find that person, and, well, I don't want to, like, shake him. I don't want to touch him. her? Maybe it's a her. Them?
Although I saw some porn star wrote up this big, long blog, and it got reposted a bunch about how this one guy was an asshole... Because he runs a porn studio, but then he also runs, like, a porn tube site.
Uh-huh.
It's like, he's helping wreck the business that he's in. It's like, no, he's running ads on that website. He's making money off people doing what they're going to do anyway, which is stealing his product. So either way, he's making money on his shit. He found a way to work.
I did see where Samuel L. Jackson pissed them all off.
Who?
Samuel L. Jackson pissed all the porn stars off.
Oh, what'd he say? What'd he do?
Well, they asked in some, like, interview what the greatest invention of the modern century was, or some Avengers junk, and he was like, red tube. Porn star, all the porn industry people were like, Samuel L. Jackson is supporting the theft of our product.
No, it's like, when I saw that, it's like, good for this guy for figuring out a way to make money off of people stealing his shit. That should be commended. But no. And I don't get why the actors are getting pissed about it, because they're getting paid either way.
I'm about to say something really inappropriate, so I won't touch that. moving away from porn, the first wave of TV cancellations are out. As you know, the TV season is coming to an end, which is heartbreaking, because in like a week and a half, I'm not going to have anything to watch but Kitchen Nightmares and Hell's Kitchen.
I'm going to have a Gordon Ramsay overload.
Gordon Ramsay shit fest over here.
So look forward to every podcast just being a litany of swears.
How is that any different from the current podcast? So the first wave of cancellations for this season have come out, and surprise, surprise, they are from Fox.
Hey.
Hey. Canceled already. All of these in their first season, the only show on Fox to survive its freshman year on television, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Everything else, canceled. Dads, which nobody expected to survive. I don't think anybody watched it past the pilot.
I'm sure that, or I'm surprised that it lasted longer than, like, six episodes.
As am I. Enlisted, which I didn't even know was a thing until today. It was on the Friday night slot, so they didn't want to survive anyways. Rake, which was a American adaptation of a British dramedy.
Was that the one with Greg Kinnear?
Yes, starring Greg Kinnear, which I didn't watch. I meant to, but I never got around to it. It didn't last. Yeah. They burned off, like, the last two episodes on, like, a Sunday night or something. Surviving Jack. Surviving Jack was canceled. I actually liked Surviving Jack. It was the one with Chris Maloney, and it was set in the 90s. It was really funny.
Didn't see it.
Well, doesn't matter now, because it's gone. Believe, which Believe was J.J. Abrams' new show.
Yes.
Did not survive, and neither did Crisis, which was a show that I didn't even know existed. So, there you have it.
What was the other show? There was Almost Human.
Yeah, that one got canceled the other day.
Yeah.
I thought that one survived. Carl Urban and Sci-Fi, but I forgot Fox.
Sci-Fi and Fox.
So, it's just Fox and anything. Done.
Like once every 10 years, they find a sci-fi show that they'll hang on to, but
yeah,
it's not that one.
Meanwhile, Glee and American Idol. Glee was renewed long ago for its final season next year. American Idol renewed for its 14th fucking season,
mm-hmm.
And Law and Order SVU renewed for its 16th season.
Law and Order SVU has almost ran longer than the fucking original series.
What was the original, 19 years?
Something like that. I think it started in, like, 89.
No, 20. Ran for 20 seasons. Started in 1990.
Okay.
September 1990, ended May 2010. That's right, because I remember I couldn't believe they had canceled it, because it was like one more season would have made it the longest running crime drama on television, and the longest, or well, it was the longest running crime drama. If gone for one more season, it would have been the longest running live action American series. Right now, it's tied with Gunsmoke.
Hey, WWE Raw is the longest running episodic television show in history.
Sorry. I forgot about that, Michael Cole. I'm sorry.
They're at episode 1,115 now.
Are they?
Well, I think the last episode... I think he said something about it being the 1,114th episode last week.
The Herbida-Burder-Burder.
So, maybe? I don't know.
Burner. Speaking of that, did you see the heat on the guy that played Jerry Smoller?
Yeah, first that off, he posted a picture and there was Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family talking with John Cena right behind him.
I saw that picture and I was like, what's the big deal? Is it because JBL's hanging out? Oh, yeah, we're not supposed to see that.
Although it's that weird bullshit.
Yeah, like, we know that they aren't really beating the shit out of each other anymore.
Yeah, it's like when the owners of the company come out and say, hey guys, it's scripted television. Yeah. These guys are not really these characters. Then to get mad at someone for posting a picture that shows, hey guys, these are not really these characters. How can you really get mad at someone for saying or showing exactly what you have said for fucking years?
Yeah, I just wish they'd make up their fucking minds about it.
It's like, don't expose the business unless you're Vince McMahon, in which case, go for it.
Vince McMahon can expose whatever he wants, but you better just knock the fuck off.
Hey, we're talking about the guy who had the Kiss My Ass Club. He will expose whatever he wants.
I watched Extreme Rules, but I haven't watched the pre-show. How was the WLC match?
Surprisingly good. I'm not even kidding.
I saw the clips from it, and I was like, I was expecting for it to be ridiculous, but the step stool and the tiny table and the midget announced, come on. They pulled out all the stops.
And the, there was one spot where they had a couple tables with ladders on top of them, and Jinder Mahal just took a bump, like, right into the whole mess of shit, and he was just covered in ladders. And Drew McIntyre did a flip and just landed right on his back on the floor.
Oh my god.
Like, over the top rope, then just plop right on the floor. And it's like, I'm just sitting here cringing, going, guys, it's the fucking pre-show. Don't kill yourselves for the pre-show.
I get it, guys, you're extreme. Calm down. I mean, it was, I did finally watch the pay-per-view. It was certainly, I'm sorry, the special event.
Special event. It's not a pay-per-view anymore.
It was, even though the disclaimer at the beginning calls it a pay-per-view.
They just haven't updated their graphics yet.
Their legalese is very specific. It was certainly, you know, about as extreme as WWE is allowed to get now in this day and age. I did get a kick out of the wrestler yelling at Brian he needed to get back in the ring, you know, in an Extreme Rules match. Can I get back in the ring, Brian? But then Brian, like, brutalizes a guy with a tire iron, and he's like, this is cool.
You can beat him up with a tire iron all you want, so long as you do it in the ring. Didn't we talk about Extreme Rules?
No.
We didn't?
It just happened like Sunday.
It did, didn't it? Fuck. All right, let's do a rundown of that. I thought we talked about it.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Yeah, let's do a little rundown of the pay-per-view. Special event. Fuck.
Woo.
Show thing. Do. Wrestle.
Yeah.
Wrestle let event.
Let me pull up the match list, because I only like halfway watched it because I didn't give a shit. Really.
It was a good show.
I enjoyed what I saw. Let's see. Cesaro coming out on top of Swagger, Rob Van Dam in a triple threat elimination match. I'm loving Cesaro right now. He's looking like $1 million.
My problem now is that they've said that they wanted to do an ambiguous thing with him.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, he's not heel, he's not face, we're gonna let the fans kind of decide on which direction we take with him. But then they have him come out and beat up Rob Van Dam. And I think on Raw, didn't he do something to Van Damme as well? Smacked him with a chair or something?
I think so.
And it's like, this is not what an ambiguous character does. The ambiguous characters don't motherfuck the baby faces.
They've already, like, they could have used him winning that battle royal to do something, like, good, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand. They've just, like, sticking him right against Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, they had just, like, pissed that away. He should have been, like, the number one contender for something, for anything. Man, if only there was, like, a tournament for the Intercontinental Championship, he could have won. Fuck, that would have made sense.
See, I never thought that Cesaro should win that title, because I think right now he's above it. But yeah, they could have, they should have, just had him and Swagger in a match. I don't understand how Rob Van Dam got shoved in there, or why the angle has taken a turn to Cesaro and Van Dam don't like each other. When it's because, like, they should do the blow-off.
Because he's one of a kind. Hey.
No, they should do the build-up and then blow-off between the team breaking up.
Yeah.
And then that should give Cesaro momentum going into a title shot. Because he did win the fucking Battle Royal, which so far has meant absolutely nothing. I'm so glad that the thing that they made such a big deal out of and dedicated to one of the greatest wrestlers of all time means dick all.
Absolutely nothing. So Cesaro won that match, freeing Jack Swagger up to go onto Raw and go into a feud with Adam Rose.
I am already ready for that character to be done.
Because Zeb's a lemon, and he shouldn't be a lemon. He should be with somebody more credible than this.
Did you see the post on the fan forum about Adam Rose and the lemons?
No.
It was, what if I don't want to be a rosebud? What if I want to be a lemon? There should be a party for lemons.
Oh, Alexander Rusev with Lana legs galore. Defeated R-Truth and Xavier Woods by submission in a match that I think we all kind of saw how it was going to end.
Although I was legit scared for Xavier Woods when he took some nasty bump on the floor and just stayed there.
He should have just morphed.
He doesn't actually have morphin' powers.
Bullshit. I've seen him. He's got the morpher and the helmet and the hoodie and everything.
He tries, but he's not actually a Power Ranger. Maybe he'll play Zack in the movie.
May as well. Why not?
I'd love if fucking Xavier Woods played Zack in the movie.
You saw that Kurt Angle and Winter are on, like, some, like, cop show now, right?
Kurt Angle and who?
The Winter.
Oh.
Yeah. Katie Lee Burchill or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I did not.
My only question, Kurt Angle and Winter as the leads in a crime drama, my only question is, do they get a high-tech speedboat?
Every crime drama should have a high-tech speedboat.
Thunder in Paradise today.
SVU, we're solving sex crimes. Why do we need a speedboat? Because, damn it, crime drama.
Look, I solved this crime and I did it with a broken freaking neck, okay?
It's true.
It's true. It's true. So, I would watch the shit out of that. I'm not even going to lie to you right now.
Kurt Angle, wrestle cop.
Oh, man.
Everything in the world I can turn into a cop drama.
Where'd Officer Angle go? Oh my god, off the fire escape with a moonsault! You don't have to do that every case, Kurt! It's Bad News Barrett defeated Big E to win the Intercontinental Championship. A belt that I had kind of forgotten Big E had. I was like, oh right!
Well, they didn't do a whole lot with him having that belt.
Well, they, you know, he was like white hot, ready to go, and then, you know, WrestleMania.
And then they gave him the Intercontinental title, and that's become the fucking career killer.
Here, just hold this anchor for us, Big E. Oh, God. Now tread water.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they'll do something with Barrett with it, because even though he's a heel, Barrett is one of the most over characters on the show right now. With the shittiest gimmick in the world.
It is the shittiest gimmick, but in his hands it has become one of my favorites.
Yeah, he took something that was destined to fail and that, gotten it to where people are now chanting, I've got bad news, with him.
Yeah, I mean, that is a career killer gimmick right there, man. That is the gimmick that gets you in the opening of main event.
Yeah, but
not the opening credits, like you're like in the opening.
But he's taken it and run with it and turned it into something good, and I really hope that they do something more with him.
As am I. 2 years ago, I predicted he was on his way. I predicted he would be World Heavyweight Champion by the end of the year. And then he screwed up his elbow. And that worked out pretty well for him, it looks like. I hope he goes to big places. There's, like, a line of people, though, that are ready to, like, break the glass ceiling. We just need John Cena to retire. I mean, like, Cody's right at the top. Barrett should be up there. But you've got, like, Cena and Orton and Bautista. Speaking of whom, The Shield defeated Evolution in a six-man tag match, which was a great match. I just have no interest in seeing Triple H wrestle in 2014.
Triple H was really good in that match.
I didn't really pay much attention to it. When I turned around, what I saw was good, but I have no interest in seeing Triple H wrestle anymore.
For all the shit that he catches for burying people, which is complete bullshit, like, WrestleMania, he put Daniel Bryan over, like, $1 million.
Well, now, as we've mentioned, Triple H as a heel has never won at WrestleMania.
And then, at Extreme Rules, he did everything. He was selling like crazy for Seth Rollins. That shouldn't happen. But no, he made them look like stars at that show.
It is worth noting, of course, the next night on Raw, Ambrose lost the United States Championship to Sheamus, who they are getting ready to turn heel. Because what the hell else do you do with Sheamus, really?
He's better as a heel anyway. I have hated the kind of smiley, dopey Sheamus. I really dug him when he was just kind of coming out and kicking people in the face and then not talking.
Yeah. Well, that kind of like period where he was a face, but he was just kind of like, he was Finley light, basically. He was a face who just liked fighting. That kind of like when Henry had the championship and there was that kind of Mark Henry is running roughshod all over SmackDown and Sheamus came out and was like, I'll fight him.
Yeah.
That was a good time for Sheamus. And, you know, as you mentioned, he's now, oh, fella, when I grew up in Ireland, fella, with potatoes and whiskey, fella. It's worth noting there's some backstage news that him and Hunakara got into a fight, and evidently Hunakara beat the shit out of him.
Although that's always the story that you hear when anyone gets into an altercation, that the small guy kicked the big guy's ass, and so that delegitimizes the big guy. Who gives a shit?
I don't think there's anything legitimate about it either. Well, yeah, Hunakara. And I don't necessarily hate Sheamus either. He just has a terrible character.
No, it's like the whole Joey Styles beat up JBL, and then Chris Jericho beat up Goldberg.
So then after that, Bray Wyatt defeated John Cena by escaping the cage. The creepy kid singing with Bray Wyatt is pretty awesome. I'm getting a kick out of that.
That match suffered from its placement.
Yes.
Shield and Evolution had an amazing match, and then they tried to follow that up with another main event match, but people were still worn out from the previous, so it's like they were dead for just everything that they were doing, even though all four guys were working their asses off, and then the ending I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Scared the shit out of me, so it worked. I see this little creepy wide-eyed kid singing in slow motion, scared the shit out of me.
Maybe if you go watch it now, that'll solve your problems.
There you go.
Following up with that, Paige defeated Tamina Snuka by submission to retain the Divas Championship.
Another match that suffered from its placement. Both girls killed it and didn't get any reaction.
I've got a few ideas on how to place Paige. What? Nothing? No?
No.
No? And then, as we mentioned, Daniel Bryan defeated Kane after beating him with a tire iron, hauling him to the ring on a forklift, flying headbutt off the forklift, through a flaming table, knee, and then Kane still sat up because they want to do a buried alive match next month so they can write him off for See No Evil 2.
An Extreme Rules match that ends with him going through a flaming table should have been enough to write him off television.
You would think they would just go, yeah, you really fucked up his shit. You gotta do a buried alive match because it's Kane. His weakness is earthworms, I guess.
Well, he's made a fire, and so you put dirt on a fire to put it out.
That's what I want to see. Daniel just throws like a bucket of sand and then a bucket of water at Kane and then like uses a shovel and stirs it up real good. And Brian wins. And Kane's dead.
Why not? They cemented Paul Bearer.
You mean Paul Heyman?
No, Paul Bearer. Great American Bash 2005.
Wait, yeah, you said Bear and I thought you had that mixed up. I know which one you're talking about, yeah.
The I Dudley got my Boys pulse versus mixed up. Undertaker.
Mm-hmm. And then Undertaker pulled the lever.
Yep.
Sorry, Paul. Yeah, I got my Pauls mixed up. There's so damn many of them.
But yeah, it, like, really good show, wrestling wise, storyline wise, not a lot happened.
That tends to be how Extreme Rules has gone the last few years.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, what do? Right after WrestleMania,
rematches.
Yeah, so not unless a lot of storyline progression, but a unless lot you have of really Brock good Lesnar. Wrestling.
Unless you have Brock Lesnar, in which case you have him like try to kill John Cena. I watched that match a few years ago for the first time since it had aired. I had forgotten just how fucking just brutal that match
a
was.
A few years ago, it was like 2012. Well,
maybe it was last year. I don't know.
It's I watched very hot. A few last year.
It's very hot in this room right now. I watched it not too long ago for the first time since it had aired. And that's a fucking brutal match there.
Yeah.
And then John was all, I'm going to have to take a little time off. And then Monday he was like, that was some good time off.
Oh boy, do I feel rested.
I slept a whole 2 hours.
Yeah, but that was kind of when they were trying to... they wanted to legitimize Brock Lesnar like he needed it.
Yeah.
By having him completely demolish John Cena. Even though Cena still came out with the win. He still managed to pin Brock Lesnar. He just got his ass whooped in the process.
So the plan for Payback so far is, of course, Bryan versus Kane in a buried alive match is what's being discussed. So you're right, Kane off TV, even though, as you mentioned, I feel he got his ass beat thoroughly enough in Extreme Rules to write him off long enough to go do some promotion.
The way you said buried alive, it almost sounded like you said Barrett alive.
Barrett alive?
I just imagine like Bryan dragging Kane over to the hole and then Barrett's cherry picker comes popping up out. I'm sorry, Daniel, I've got some bad news.
I was thinking more, it's like an unconscious Wade Barrett is laying on a table in the middle of the ring and the first man to resuscitate him wins.
We need to get Barrett alive!
Those darn chops to the chest trying to get that heart beating again. They're also talking about Evolution versus Shield as a rematch. They don't know how they're going to do it yet. Either another six-man tag or their talk of pairing them up and doing three singles matches, which I hope they don't do because there's, like, your entire card.
Well, then, I don't know. I think that'd be a decent thing to do. If S.H.I.E.L.D. goes over...
I'm sure they will. Because Batista is leaving after Payback, so...
Well, then he... I mean, there's one that S.H.I.E.L.D.'s going to go over... But,
yeah.
Well, probably not, because he didn't want to lose to Bryan going into promoting his movie.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to go into the promotion as a loser. So, fuck, maybe they're going to have him win.
Joke's on you, Batista. You're always going to be a loser. It's very hot in this room.
But, yeah, it's like they should definitely use this to continue to build the Shield. But I have a feeling that Batista is going to cry and wet his pants until he gets his way. As you do.
There's a few pictures on the internet of him doing exactly that.
Crying and wetting his pants?
Pretty much. Pretty much. So that's the week in wrestling.
Did you see Raw?
No.
No?
I was working.
They are completely redoing the Zack Ryder Kane angle.
With
Daniel Bryan.
I saw Mick Foley talking about that.
Yeah, it started out that Bryan and Brie were in the dressing room, and Stephanie's like, Kane's gone loony, I can't control him, so stay here.
Again.
And then they were like, well, fuck it, let's just leave. And as they start to leave, they're in their car, and Stephanie cuts them off and's like, you can't leave until you do your match. And so Bryan goes out and does his match, and Kane... like the pyro and shit goes off, so they run back to the back and get in their car, and it doesn't start. He goes around to the front and tries to hook everything back up, gets the car running, lights come on inside. Holy shit, Kane's in the back seat.
What?
So he's trying to grab Brie, and she's, with all the enthusiasm of the cartoon wife, swatting the mouse with a broom. Eek, eek! And Bryan and Kane fight. Bryan hits Kane with the car. Stops. Bree's like, what are you doing? Keep going. He gets out of the car, looks back. Kane sits up. Then they get in the car and drive off. Like, this is exactly what they did with Kane and Zack Ryder. And that didn't turn out so well for Ryder, did it?
At least they didn't have that 5 minute tire change sequence where Ryder was just like slowly trying to change the tire. Oh.
Well, they couldn't do that because we saw the night before that Brian clearly knows how to work a tire iron.
Oh.
Zack Ryder didn't seem to know what end to put on the lug nut.
Poor Zack Ryder.
But yeah, especially after the night where Brian pretty decisively beat Kane, to have him running scared.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It didn't make any sense. And it's like, I know that they want to build towards a rematch, because God knows they don't have anyone else who is in line for a title shot. They only had a guy who won a big battle royal and another guy who didn't actually lose his belt.
Shh! Stop pointing out the logic!
Wait, there were three guys that I said. Brock Lesnar, guy who ended a legendary streak.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, if only they had, like, three other guys besides Kane, who hasn't done a fucking thing in 6 months, to go after the title. I just don't get it.
I think we know how this is going to go, though. At Payback, he's going to bury Kane alive, and then on the Raw after Payback, John Cena's going to say, you know, I still have a rematch clause.
Does he still have a rematch clause?
He's lost all of his matches.
Randy Orton will say, Brian, you know, I still have a rematch clause. And Brian will say, Jesus Christ, man, pants. Please put on some pants.
Apparently from his cadence, it's also like, come on, man, it's only a 3-hour show. Brian!
My name is Randy Orton.
But yeah, it's I don't think they're gonna go with Orton. What's the show after Payback?
It's Money in the Bank, isn't it?
Money in the Bank?
I feel like it's Money in the Bank.
It might be Orton. Because it's like, I don't think that they should go straight into the guy who, like, did but didn't lose the belt.
Right.
And I think that they're going to go with Brock for SummerSlam.
Yeah, it's Money in the Bank in Boston, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
In Boston. Worth noting, of course, Payback is going to be in Rosemont, Illinois.
What's the show they keep saying is going to be in Chicago?
Payback. It'll be a Chicago crowd at Payback. Man, I wonder who they're going to cheer for all night long.
No one who's going to be on the show.
Give it up, fans.
I don't know. AJ might get a decent pop.
Punk's evidently given her several.
Oh!
Oh! Burn. Payback is the next one. Money in the Bank after that. And then Battleground, SummerSlam, Night of Champions, Hell in a Cell, Survivor Series, and Tilk.
Fuck. They've got so goddamn many shows.
Yeah, well, June is the month where they do two, because June 1st is Payback, and June 29th is Money in the Bank.
And they really don't need to. Get rid of one of them. Yeah. Get rid of Battleground. Money in the Bank actually has something that means something, so keep it, but...
I wish they would get rid of Money in the Bank and make it a fucking WrestleMania opener again.
Well, they should now that it's that it's only
one belt. Now there's only one belt, yeah.
But I guess if they could sell a pay-per-view based on that gimmick, then why not?
Yeah. Who do you think's going to win Money in the Bank this year, Mike? Let's go ahead and get that out of the way.
I don't know right now. Possibly Roman Reigns?
I could see that.
Because they're already kind of building him, and I think it would work to have him, to kind of shoot him into that spot of a top guy really quickly by having him win Money in the Bank.
I could see Reigns winning it and then using it as a challenge at SummerSlam. So they really want to rock him out. They'll do it at SummerSlam, because SummerSlam is their, like, safe pay-per-view. It's a big one, but at the same time, it's not WrestleMania, so they can kind of go a little wacky.
Yeah.
And then they'll have him challenge so he looks strong no matter what they decide to do with it. So, you know, even if he loses, he challenged. Now that we have two people who have lost the Money in the Bank, too, I think it's a little more up in the air as to whether or not anyone's going to actually win.
Yeah. But both the guys... No, I guess Sandow didn't challenge beforehand.
Sandow did not challenge. No, Sandow came out and
I was like, didn't both guys challenge? No.
Sandow came out and jobbed to a John Cena whose arm was injured. because why not?
Poor Sandow. That's a guy that they need to go repackage.
No, they just need to use him right. There was a little while there where Sandow was doing great. He was over. He was getting cheers.
I don't think that the character got over.
And then they gave him that briefcase that looked like it was made out of chocolate. And it just kind of went, I think, because the fans were like, I would like some chocolate right now, and just left during his matches. Oh, Butterfinger would be great right now. You're right, Damian Sandow. I will go get a Butterfinger.
I think that he could do with a gimmick change.
Possibly, but what do you turn him into?
I don't know, but disappear him for a little bit, bring him back as something else.
Because this is already his second go-round. This is, you know, he was with the company a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, first he was Austin Idol, right?
I don't know.
I want to say that that was his... But he didn't make it to the main roster with that.
Idol Stevens.
Idol Stevens, that's right. But yeah, he was in developmental with that.
No, he was one of Michelle McCool's teacher's pets on SmackDown.
Was he?
Yes.
I'm not looking it up right now.
Debuted August 4th, 2006. And then at October 8th, failed to win the titles at No Mercy and went back to OVW.
Huh. So he was. With Casey James. Either way, I think that he could do with a little revision. Because I don't think that the genius...
They haven't done anything. They should just have him be Magneto from now on.
I would love that. Like I said on Twitter, they should take a bunch of the kind of undercard job guys and make them based off the Brotherhood.
Oh, Brodus Clay can be the Blob.
That's what I said.
Evan Bourne can be Toad.
Oh, I didn't think of that one.
They got to do something with Evan Bourne. He's you know.
I do like that idea of him being Toad.
Oh my god, Sin Cara could be their Mystique character. He just comes out like wearing masks and whatnot to look like different wrestlers.
I had a chick that they're not using as Mystique.
Yeah, there's like a dozen of those, man.
I think I said Rosa Mendez would be their Mystique.
Why not? She doesn't do anything else right now, which makes me sad because I missed when she came out and did her little bad dancing with Primo and Epico. They replaced her with a midget dressed like a bull. It's fucking heartbreaking. I like this train of thought. This is the way to go. They could just bring back, fuck. What's his name? No, that's not him. Quick, stall for me while I'm drawing a blank. Big Sky. They could bring Tyler Mane in. He could be the Sabretooth character.
Isn't he dead?
No.
I thought he died.
No. What?
I thought Taylor...
No, he doesn't... He does movies now. He was in Halloween 2. Tyler Mane?
That was also like 6 years ago.
He's very much alive.
And also, Halloween 2 was awful. I would have killed myself if I was in Halloween 2.
No, he's still alive. They can bring him in. He can be the Sabretooth character. And then when Hugh Jackman comes back, they can... Oh! Genius.
Damn it. I'm looking for when I said that. Because I did have like 5 or 6 people... I don't know. God damn it.
You had a whole bit, and...
Nothing. I did, but I can't find it on my Twitter. Because I tweet too much.
Too many tweets. You are the fail whale. A whale of a fail.
But anyway, yeah, I had a whole thing of guys that could just follow Magneto Sandow around, and I think that's what they should do.
Magnandow. We should absolutely do that. Hugh Jackman will apparently come back very often. He fucking loves being there. And I think he was great. Both times.
It's a shame that the movies that he was promoting...
Hey, you don't know. Days of...
You couldn't even say it. What? On goddamn Damian Sandow's page under ring names, Magneto is listed...
Yeah, it's Wikipedia.
And it is bolded as it is like his current gimmick.
Don't. It's Wikipedia.
No, that needs to happen. WWE. I know you're listening to this podcast.
Unless he is listed on WWE.com under the superstar section as Magneto, which I am totally not double checking right now. Oh my god. He is not.
No. They need to do that. He competed on SmackDown as Magneto.
I mean, by that logic, The Miz competed as the Calgary Kid.
That was a legit gimmick. And I think Brian Kendrick was a Penguin at one point. I think that was Brian Kendrick.
Adam Rose on his Superstars page is posing like most of the Divas pose. And that makes me sad.
Not Brian Kendrill.
Are you trying to find a picture of Brian Kendrick dressed up as a Penguin?
I was trying
now?
To see if that. Trying to double check to make sure that that was him. I don't see it now. God damn it. Who was the Penguin? Someone out there, leave me a comment. Who was the Pittsburgh Penguin or whoever the fuck that was? God damn it, it was awesome.
I know Chavo was the Flying Eagle.
He was the Swagger Soaring Eagle.
Yeah. WWE. Penguin? WWE Club Penguin style. No!
Who was it?
Perky the Penguin? Mark Henry?
No.
Oh, that's an episode of Slam City.
I know that there was a guy that came out as a Penguin. Maybe it was Miz. Because he got fired and he had to come back as a bunch of mask gimmicks trying to get his shit back.
You're not thinking of the gobbledygooker.
No,
right?
I'm not thinking of the gobbledygooker.
I'm just making sure.
God damn it. Anyway, this podcast is still going. We should probably end it.
No, this is how it's going to end. It will not end until you figure out who was the Penguin.
It won't end until we figure out who the Penguin was? Fuck.
Better hurry, Mike.
No, not Tyler Kennedy. He's a goddamn hockey player.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Who was it? Who was the Penguin?
Somebody please leave a comment and tell Mike who the damn Penguin was.
Who was the Penguin?
We'll see you all next week.
Who was the Penguin?